Welcome to Men in Charge, in briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, I think we have a look at a way the listener can find out how much their whole life is worth.
Because we merge our possessions with our identities.
Discount appraisals is today's episode, and we'll have a barely audible phone number at the end of the sketch that will allow you to take advantage of this product and service.
And remember, there's an implicit question beneath the script that serves as its premise. Write down that implicit question, mail it into us, and you could win a valuable prize.
Listener, ever wonder what your best stuff is worth? You know, out of pure curiosity. Or what it might be worth as collateral. Or how much you should be insured for. Well, of course you do.
And you may just be more than a wee bit surprised to find out just how little it might cost you to find out. Our team of mostly trained appraisal specialists will not only give your stuff a good looking over, but we can do so in about half the time. In our book, most stuff is just stuff. And when you're gone, nobody's going to remember whether a particular painting by some long-dead Frenchman is worth $1,000 or, say, 1,100.
We can be in and out in under an hour, no matter how much stuff you've got lying around. We've been in this racket long enough to know what's what and what's not worth a dime. So we can all get on with the rest of our lives. Our pledge to you is simply this. As Greek philosopher Aristotle himself might have said, had he been able to speak Latin, nimia materia dat verrucas, or too much stuff gives one warts.
Case in point, we recently appraised the contents of a local home here in Lower Heights that the same couple has lived in since Eisenhower's first stroke. And we did it in just under 18 minutes flat. Oh, sure. The garage was full of the usual junk. Skis, fly rods, pickup trucks, parkas, a few busted antiques, you know. But who hasn't seen all this crap before at garage sales, the Goodwill, and even in your own garage?
In 90%+ of the time, we're in and out in just under an hour, and you're left with an easy-to-read copy of our hand-printed itemized invoice and the peace of mind that comes with knowing how you certainly should have better spent your time and money rather than accumulating all that junk.
And in the rare event that we do stumble upon something of real value, we promise to keep our mouths shut and our eyes on the prize. The prize being, of course, your complete confidence that we won't tell a soul. We stand by our commitment to keep your insurance rates as low as is legal in many states to keep your heirs from going to war with one another over who gets the knockoff Degas prints, and ensure with our written guarantee that your stuff is mostly worthless.
Why not give the friendly folks at Discount Appraisals a call right now? We can be in and out of your house, / garage, / attic, / spare room, / basement, / backyard before you or the neighbors get too involved and before we have to readjust for inflation again this year.
Peace of mind is just around the corner, as too is our 1961 Chevy Corvair faded yellow greenbrier van we picked up for a song at one of our recent garage sale / customer appraisals. When we valued the car at just under $5, the customer reluctantly decided they couldn't afford to keep it insured anymore, and so signed it over to us for exactly the appraised amount. Everyone wins! Folks, we're still in the yellow pages under the name Lowball Larry's. Call or write. Somebody's probably standing by, or just around.
Landlord said this morning to me, give me your key, slot ain't free. I can't get no rent out of you, pack up your baggage to you.
Tony, did anybody take the bait?
Yes, Charles Pilsner of Othello, Texas asks, if I don't like my valuable prize, could I swap it for a different one?
That's presumptuous. I think it would be ironic if we took an object of his, had it appraised, and then offered it as the next valuable prize.
Anything to undermine your confidence, but people in whom we retain confidence are our cast. Ann Porter and Steve Lloyd. This episode was written by Scott Herrick, and we also must thank the only man who brings both ferrets to work with him, Brian Lindsay.